Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
We were staying at this like lodge, and we have this like family like dice game we like to play. And my dad's like, "All right, before we play, I'm gonna go to the bathroom." It's been like 10 minutes. I'm like, "All right, bro's blowing this bathroom up."
Yeah, giving it to him.
I'm like, "All right, my man be off the fiber." My mom, another 5 minutes goes by. My mom goes, "You might want to check on him. It's been a while."
Yeah.
15 minutes. I walk into the men's restroom.
Sir.
All the lights are off.
No. No.
But I just hear, "Help." When people go asexual, I get it.
I'm trying to go bisexual.
Are we in?
Breaking news. Taylor Swift just got engaged.
Didn't ask.
With who?
Travis Kelce.
Did they really? Why do they wait so long?
Okay, so the caption here is what's really pissing me off.
What does it say?
Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married.
Comments off.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, after 100 people wrote die, no, you gotta fucking turn them off. I'm serious.
I mean, what had come up for him? What was that prenup? Do you think he had to sign a prenup or she had to sign a prenup?
So who signed a prenup? Sign a prenup in baby blood. I mean, these people are so goddamn famous. What is that? That is a ring? Dude, that looks like it belongs in what's his name's glove?
Thanos?
Yep. That's huge, dude.
I mean, Taylor Swift.
That's true.
She could put all of Fresno on one finger.
That's true. Dude, how do you buy? Can you, Matt, you think, dude, oh my God, you think ring shopping for your fucking wife who works at Target is fucking stressful? I mean, dude, he's got to walk into every place and be like, the biggest
more,
one?
More.
Yeah.
More.
I mean, the amount of kids in Africa that melt had a fucking together. Mine for that, it was crazy.
I was just in Africa.
Africa.
I was just there.
Were you?
I was there
Did
for
you help
10
them
days.
In the cobalt mines?
Get the ring?
Yeah, I mean, dude, it's
Go
wow.
to the first photo. I love that. That's always the... Oh,
Jack, you liked it.
Jack just liked it.
We'll keep it.
Keep it, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it is... what type of kid is that going to be?
Rich?
I mean,
Jack.
Dude.
Well, honestly, good. Because it's got the creative side from Taylor and the endurance side from Travis.
Yeah. And Taylor's not a petite woman. So it's going to be like a... It's going to be a
she's
monster
tall?
Of a kid. Yeah, she's very tall. I mean, tall for me, so she's probably 5'6".
Wow.
But yeah, but I mean, it's good. It's good genes. It's great genes. American Eagle.
Oh, I mean, we knew this was happening.
Yeah, but
Swifties are just having a goddamn overload. She announced the album, Swifties. She announced an album on his podcast and the marriage. If you're a Swiftie right now, you're ovulating.
Oh, yeah, you
I don't
had
know
it.
What that word means.
I don't know what it means either, but yes. I mean, yeah, you are. I mean, this is Swifties fans just, I mean, Christmas.
I wonder what he sounded like when he proposed. Like, Tay, so you down to like for life?
Yeah, I don't think he was articulate.
He said, "Will you marry me?" And then went, "Sir."
Yeah, he probably had the quarterback fucking read him the thing.
Mahomes?
Mahomes was probably just
hey.
Mahomes was behind the fucking bushes, being like, "Sir, I do,
sir, I do."
Well, good for them.
That is happiness. Look at that. That is, you know what. I always try to contrarian everything. This is
contrarian.
Beautiful.
Is that a bird?
No, it's my daughter's name. But this is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah, what is the internet saying about this? Because Swifties have to have a take. They got to be happy for her, right?
Yeah, that wing. Wow, that ring is crazy. What type of ring is it? Do we know?
I don't know. But also, if I proposed to somebody today, I would be pissed.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
this is overshadowing everybody.
This is overshadowing literally the world.
Like, you imagine how many people on this exact day also were like, "Oh my God, I got proposed to." And like, shut the fuck up. Taylor Swift did too.
Can I say something? Can I say some deep state shit?
Sure.
What if the government is involved in this? So they're doing some crazy nefarious shit on this day that this happens. So we have no idea. They're doing cloud cover.
Disneyland is about to drop a nuke on Magic Mountain.
100%.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, it's, you know what I mean? But wouldn't this be the day... They're good. They're gonna like, I don't know.
I mean, maybe
take over Russia or something.
No, I mean, this would be the day where they like bankrupt Claire's. Like, I don't think this is like
too late.
Are they done?
I think they're done, dude. I think everyone got their ears pierced and now it's done.
So funny to go to a mall and just get your ears pierced. You're like, let me get a hot dog on a stick and also my ears pierced.
And yeah, it is funny. Let me get a catcher's mask and a slice of pizza. It is a weird place to go. You can get a ton of stuff done.
Well, that's their whole pitch, was like, you can just pierce it right now. And then you got some employee who's just scanning shit up. They got cash money on their hands. They're like, all right, yeah, let me see your septum. What? They only did ears, though?
I think they only did ears. What's your take on getting a baby's ears pierced?
Oh, my child or someone else's child?
Just in general. Mm. Would you, and what's your take on seeing other babies with their ears pierced?
Well, you know, they already do weird shit to babies out the womb. Chop your dick. So yes. I think that ear piercing is already like, it's a little weird, but like, I think there's weirder.
There's definitely weirder. But
the fact you gave my dick a shape up before I was even back home.
You didn't even let me choose.
You didn't let me choose.
I would have got a number fade. Three at the barbershop. Yeah.
I would be like, okay, leave it a little more up top and then, you know, fade down to the bottom.
Yeah, put
you
a Nike check in there. Do something cool.
Yeah, you can like taper the base, but like, let me get a little more up top.
Yeah, leave me extra.
Okay, so I have a question.
If I'm a baby, I want more.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So
foreskin. I want five skin. I'll let you talk. I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm Michael Ross.
Hi, Trevor Ross.
So when I was in Africa.
Africa. Sorry.
When I was in Africa, we were—
what a sentence. Stop it. What a sentence. When I was in Africa.
20-hour flight. It was like five to New York and then 15 from New York City.
Dog.
You learn a lot about yourself and no Wi-Fi.
What?
Oh, yeah. I just.
What do you mean no Wi-Fi?
I was swimming in NyQuil.
What do you mean no Wi-Fi?
They didn't have Wi-Fi.
Because the plane didn't have it, or is it because it was Africa? That wasn't even a joke. I'm being serious. Was the Wi-Fi out on the plane?
The plane didn't have it. The plane
give
was
me
old.
My Dude, money back.
On the flight back, my sister sent me a photo looking out her wing. There was like mad duct tape on the wing.
This happened to me. You know this. On my Barcelona flight, they had duct tape on the plane.
But like a lot of it.
Oh, yeah, no.
It looked like a girl with pimple pouches. Pimple pouches, pimple patches.
Pimple pouches, pick a pipe, a pitch of peppers.
Sally?
Yep.
Sells?
She sells. First of all, get why are you selling shit? Like, literally.
It's already there.
I mean, there's—
You walk 10 feet past Sally, boom, there's one on the ground.
Also, there's a crab being like, bitch, you just sold my apartment.
That's my house.
That's bullshit.
That is my townhouse.
I literally Where's just Zillowed that. Now it's gone.
So, can you look this up? We were near Masai Mara, I believe. And at one point Bless on the you. Road, at one point on the road, there was like 50, maybe teenage guy, like men, teenagers,
right,
walking towards the car. And our guide, this guy Edwin, shout out to Edwin, he was awesome.
That's an awesome name.
He was great. He was like, oh, all these men are marching to go become men. I think he said they were going to go get circumcised. And I was like, but they're like conscious and have thoughts, like at that age. Like, you got to chop the top of a cock when you're, like, one.
Chop the top of a cock.
Chop the top off the cock. I'm in a circular. That's O block. I am not an O block.
You're not.
But I think, can you search, like, how they become a man in the Masai Mara, in the Masai?
So it's a circumcision ceremony.
Yes. Bro.
Bro, so they were all walking to get chopped.
God.
Were they transitioned walking. From boys
I
into
would
adulthood?
Be crying.
Yeah.
So, no okay, one was crying?
Well, they looked pissed. And at one point, like, the whole time, the guy was like, take photos, you know, getting the culture, da-da-da. This is one point, he's like, phone's down. Just shut up. Like, don't be a tourist right now. Because they were all, like, head-to-toe, very traditional. And they were walking in the middle of the street. Like, we had to, like, stop, and then they were passing. They were kind of, like, looking at the car. Luckily, our guide is a native, and he was like, hey, we're good, you know? But, yeah, all these guys were walking to get their dicks chopped.
Bro,
imagine having that on the Google calendar.
Here's the thing, dude.
Yeah,
if that,
fuck this
if
today.
That, I mean, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Here's
at
the thing.
That
I want to say this, dude. If that makes me a man, I'm a woman. I'm a woman.
Yeah.
Guess what, Dad? I'm a woman.
Yeah.
I don't want to. What? First
it's
of all,
too late in the game.
To make my dick smaller, that makes me a man. Add to me, that makes me a man.
Yes.
Also, what are you doing with the foreskin? And can I have it?
Beef jerky?
Maybe.
But yeah, I mean, what a, just like you're, that's gotta be so much pain.
Yeah, without anesthesia, No time.
Is it to say no anesthesia?
Oh, yeah. That like gives me a tingle thinking about it.
It's a test of bravery. During the painful procedure, a boy is expected to endure it without flinching. Let me see,
like a bull testicle. Really? And like, do they do it in front of the group?
Flinching can bring shame upon the family.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
What if you get hard? That's the ultimate like way to get like trust in your family. Like Edwin got hard doing this. Like, holy shit.
Bro, yeah. I mean, it's like I do a hard workout on a tunnel and I'm like, I'm a man.
Oh, I've turbulence on one flight and I'm like, my life is tough.
Yeah, I mean.
I stub my toe and I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
Goddamn. Guess what? Peekaboo, bitch, I'm back on tour. Yeah, you heard me right, guys?
Say your name. Say
it's
your
me,
name.
It's me. It's Albie D. It's Michael Blaustein. September 4th, I'll be in Tarrytown, New York. September 5th, Montclair. September 6th, Mahal. Montreal. September 24th, Mahal. I'll be in Charleston. September 25th, I'll be in Durham. September 26th, I'll be in Port Smouth. September 27th, we had a show in Oklahoma City. October 9th, I'll be in Des Moines. October 10th, I'll be in Lincoln. October 11th, I'll be in Kansas City. I'll be read the cities, and if you hear them, go get tickets. Buffalo, added a show. Grand Rapids, Detroit, Salt Lake City, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa. We're going to add a show there. Orlando, Jacksonville! November 23rd, Minneapolis, Madison, Chicago, and ending the tour in my hometown, Sanford, Connecticut.
I thought you were from Jacksonville.
I'm also from Jacksonville.
That's blaucomedy.com for you. TrevorWallace.com. The LLC himself is going to be in Portland, Oregon this weekend. Bring the oat milk, the goat milk, and the throat milk. I'm doing 5 shows, almost sold out, Portland, Oregon at the Helium. That is September 5th through the 7th this weekend. And then we just added Ohio. You wanted more. You got it. Dayton, I'm doing a ton. September 19th through September 20th. First,
yep,
Dayton, Ohio, 5 shows at the Funny Bone. Pull up, never been a Dayton. I'm excited. And then the Alpha Beta Male Part 2 tour commences, starting in Las Vegas, the Palazzo Theater, and the Venetian Resort, Las Vegas. This is my first show at the Venetian. I did a bunch of shows at the Mirage before they closed down. Let's show the Venetian. Your boy fucking rips in Vegas. I love you guys. We'll see you guys there. September 26th, rapid fire. October 9th, Charleston. October 10th, Atlanta. October 11th, Jacksonville, Michael Blaustein's hometown. I'm going to be there October 11th, Jacksonville, Florida. Tampa, October 12th. Tallahassee, October 13th. Sarasota, October 14th. Fort Myers, October 15th. Fort Lauderdale, October 17th. Orlando, October 18th. New York, the Beacon Theater. The Beacon Theater, one of the most beautiful, biggest theaters I'm doing in my career, November 8th. And then I'm just going to fire off cities. If you're here, go to my website. Salt Lake City, Boise, Nashville, Louisville, Cleveland, Los Angeles, Ventura, my hometown, not Jacksonville, but I'm in Jacksonville, Ventura, San Luis Obispo, Bakersfield, Fresno, Oakland, Sacramento, Reno, Austin, Texas, Grand Prairie, aka Dallas, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Kansas City, St. Louis, Memphis, Birmingham, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Denver, Colorado Springs, Red Bank, New Jersey, Huntington, New York, Boston, Massachusetts. We just added a show. The first one sold out March 21st. TrevorWallace.com. I'm out of breath, and so will you be from laughing so hard. TrevorWallace.com. This episode is sponsored by
BetterHelp.
Look, we turn to some funny places for support.
Yeah, we do.
We sure do.
But not everyone is a freaking therapist, dude. Not everyone is the one, okay? So find your right match with BetterHelp. I've said this 1,000 times, and I'll say it 1,000 more times. We at Sif Socks are a big proponent of therapy, okay? I would be a mess if I didn't have therapy. Guys, therapy gives you the skill set you need to attack adult problems head on. It gives you the skill set you need. Yep. Gives you the skill set you need to just get through everyday issues, man. Whether it be relationships, be a better son, be a better husband, be a better boyfriend, do everything. Okay. And thanks to BetterHelp, you can do it now entirely online. Okay. With quality therapists. And you can do it from the comfort of your own home. You can do it in freaking sweatpants, okay, on your own couch. No one wants to lay on some other freaking therapist couch that definitely has bed bugs, okay? These therapists are incredible. I have used it, Trevor's used it, and now you can too, okay? BetterHelp has been helping people find their match for over 10 years and have a 4.9 rating out of 1.7 million client session reviews. And you can switch therapists at any time. All right. As I said before, the flexibility is something that is incredible. Okay. It's fully online, as I said before, and you can pause your subscription whenever you need to and switch therapists at any time for no extra cost, okay? And it has over 30,000 therapists, okay? Which makes BetterHelp the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 5 million people globally. It's convenient, okay? It's incredible. As the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise, okay? Find the one with BetterHelp. Our listeners now get 10% off the first month at BetterHelp.com/socks. That is better, BetterHelp.com/socks.
Goddamn.
I mean, I
getting
can't.
Your cock shaved.
It, but with a knife, sir.
I don't even know. Maybe like, I don't know.
Who do you think the guy, who's the guy doing it? What's his deal? Was he like a witch doctor?
Maybe he was just like a really bad barber and he kept like cutting people's like skin off and he's like, hold on.
I know what I should do.
Yeah.
Task rabbit.
But yeah, we passed a bunch of guys going to get trimmed
up. How many?
Probably like 50.
Shut up.
Sort of
50.
They took over the whole street. Like we pulled the car over on this road and they're just like walking past and they were like chanting and like all have like spears. Like literally like this is like,
right,
what's your pick?
This is like a moment. This is like a,
yeah,
this is like
they
a
were on their way
mitzvah.
To go do this. Yes, yes, yes. They were walking and yeah, they were walking from where the village was to wherever they were going to get.
Yeah,
I don't know where this
they
happened.
They are fully grown men with cocks aglore. And you're just going to, oh my God.
It's just, I have so many questions. Like, how does it heal? Like, does it just.
It says after they do it, they live in for weeks in seclusion.
Do you think they put a cone around it like a dog's head?
What, so they don't suck it?
Let's jerk it.
Imagine that post-cut clarity. For weeks alone.
Oh, dude, I would walk into the Sahara and someone, where is a fucking lion? I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
That's
my
up
dad
there
would
go
to my
warfare
bed.
Country.
My dad would go to the bed. He would pull down the covers. It would
see, be, that's the only covers I'm trimming.
It would be two pillows. I would be on a fucking JetBlue flight to Miami.
Yeah.
To do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, honestly, full respect and full respect and also no disrespect. The cultural is obviously different.
I think full respect and no disrespect is the same sentence.
Full respect, no disrespect. It is the same. Yeah. That is.
This is interesting. It says only circumcised men can become warriors, own cattle, marry, or participate in tribal councils.
I guess I'm doing none of that.
Yeah, all in a rooster. I'd rather have my own cock and a regular cock than that.
100%, I would just tell people already got it done. It's your day.
Did it. Or I would like pull a foreskin back in the back. I would like paperclip it.
100%.
Like chip bag clip it.
This is great. Yeah. This
but
is
yeah,
great.
I couldn't. I like he told me that. And I was like, what? And yeah, they were, first of all, they have to walk there. Give me a ride. Like when motherfuckers get a new hairline in Turkey, they get a first class flight. They get picked up at the airport.
Yeah.
Like give me something.
Uber me somewhere. No Lime scooter, nothing. I got to walk to my cock funeral.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Walking to get your cock funeral.
Or I would walk. I'm going to use the bathroom. And there's never.
If you're cutting it off me, give it to me, by the way.
Give it
I'm
back.
I'm putting that shit in my fucking baby book. I'm using it as an iPhone cover.
Ooh.
Case. I mean, iPhone case. That'd be sick.
Yeah. There you go.
I would need an iPad Nano. It's a small dick joke. Not
iPad
Nano.
Nanos?
Damn it. iPad Nano is an iPhone.
iPad Nano, yes.
Is an iPhone.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, I would be so scared.
Yeah. So I was in Africa. You were in
Outer Banks, is the Africa of North Carolina.
Is it?
Yep.
There's horses.
There is horses.
Yeah, what was that you saw? You saw a deer?
Oh, yeah, I saw, dude, it was so fucking cute. I saw a mama deer and a papa deer and a brand new.
What about a Papa John?
Yeah. So, and there was a baby deer. The baby deer was like an albino deer. It was glorious. I was on a bike with my brother coming from playing pickleball. That was the whitest sentence I've ever said.
Outer Banks, pickleball, brother.
And
deer.
Bike. And bike.
Bike, yeah.
On a bicycle with my brother from playing pickleball in the Outer Banks looking at deer.
Yeah.
Whitest sentence ever. Unless we were with Sperry's on, and then that'd be the whitest sentence ever. So, but yeah, man, it was honestly, dude, we stopped, and this older couple stopped too. We were like literally having a safari. That's why I tagged you in my story. I was like, dude, we're doing the same thing.
We're doing the same thing. Yeah. Somehow animals will shut everybody up. Like you can be in the middle of an argument, and then you see a zebra, and you're like, yo, there's a fucking zebra.
Yeah, it's like,
yo, sorry, we had an affair, but there's a zebra right there.
Yeah, yeah. It's a tranquil experience because they're just living their life. They don't give a fuck. Dude, they don't got no goddamn technology.
They have no idea what Chatterbait is.
None. They should.
They don't know what an algorithm is.
No, they don't know what Pornhub is. No.
Their algorithm, they're like, because we saw lions, which was fucking insane. They might look up and be like, it's a bunch of fucking antelopes. Bunch of goddamn impalas. I don't want, you know, their algorithm is wildlife.
Oh,
but
right.
Then when they're scrolling, they see like a zebra. They're like, oh shit, this is a banger.
Right. Do you think deer look at reindeer like Kobe? They're like, fuck. Like they have, do you think deer have like reindeer posters like on their walls?
Shit.
Cause that's like the top of the food chain deer.
And they can fly. And sometimes their nose lights up.
If there's, yeah. Here's the thing. You know what I found out recently? Reindeers are real.
Yeah.
What?
When I was in Alaska last summer, another crazy sentence.
What is even
dude,
happening,
I don't know what's
dude.
Going on.
Carmen San Diego fuck.
Dude, I don't know. This is all family shit. This is like, I don't seek these things out. My mom or my dad will just be like, safari, question mark?
Where are you going next?
Backpack in Alaska? I don't know. It always starts with an A. Alaska, Africa. So maybe.
Alabama.
I would go there.
Yeah, I think you got to go the opposite. You're going like real scenic and crazy. Now you got to go to like Samford, Connecticut.
I do, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I did like it. It was
fun.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. I'm sorry. I'm not even being a proper co-host. Fun?
Yeah. Very different. Very like.
Walk me through this.
Because I went through 3 weeks before I went on vacation with friends and we're in party cities and we're just vacationing. And there's no itinerary. We're just wake up, do whatever,
what
get
do
a cup.
What do you prefer?
That.
Yeah, me too.
Because that allows you to tap into the, oh, I want to relax or I want to make, or like, you know, do town shit.
Yeah.
This was, there was no like, everything was planned for you. It's like, here's where you eat. Here's when the safari starts. Here's when the safari, it was every, like, there wasn't a moment where it's like multiple choice. It was very like, wake up, do a thing, come back, rest for 2 hours, go do another thing. It was like.
Did it feel too packed or was it like a good?
It was packed in a good way because it filled your time up. So you trip on by like, and you're like, you're constantly doing shit. Because I think if I didn't have anything, that's when like I go like, and let me do some work. And let me try to open my phone. Let me edit. So it was just a different experience because I went from a group of four of us who didn't give a fuck about really like timing or like itinerary and just like, fuck it, let's go on a boat today. Let's go get a bottle of wine. Let's to a very like vacation. Like this is what we're doing. Here's the plan. The first day I got yelled at by my own mother, who never yells at me. I would like to say
she's the sweetest woman ever.
Sweetest woman
ever.
I couldn't even imagine
her yelling.
I was shocked. I like the day after we got there, she was like, "Oh, lunch at 12." I get there at like 12:10. There's no itinerary that day.
Legit 10 minutes late.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it wasn't like. Be there at 12. I was like, hey, we're going to go to lunch around. Like, we're going to go to lunch at 12. I was like, okay, like, I'll finish my shower and go. She's like, this is the family thing. We need to be on time. And I was like, whoa. Already, what is this pressure? Why am I getting yelled at? None of this is not, like, there's no need for this to be, like, hard times.
Yeah, we can't start stressful.
Yes. If I miss lunch, that's on me. And it was weird because, my parents were still, like, operating, like, and as they should. They were like, we're the parents, and you're the kids. Like, you follow along. We're the parents. You do what we do.
Yeah.
But I went from a trip of four people who didn't give a fuck about any timing. Right. So, like, I wasn't used to having a dad. Sorry. I wasn't used to having a dad.
A who?
Like, tell me, here's the time. Here's when we eat. Here's when we.
Well, maybe you should appreciate that.
I did. Yeah. No, Every day I woke up, and because me and my dad shared a room, I'd wake up and I'd go.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Did you jerk off, you think?
Did he or did I?
Did he? He's got to still be getting it off.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
Okay. Did you?
Once.
Really?
Yeah, but
who
he was
jerk
out.
Off to like Lion King?
No, no.
Keep it the theme?
No, but I've made this a joke before, but like I didn't have Wi-Fi at one of the places I was. So I had to get creative and be like, where do I have nudes in my phone? And I was Spy Kids in it. I was like, I was like, who sent me nudes in the past couple of years?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Just
swiping around.
In the shower?
No.
Sir.
What?
Tell me, was your dad next to you?
He was on top of me. No, he was like in the lodge or something. He was like with my mom, like getting a glass of wine. And I just showered and I was like, well.
In the shower or in the bed?
No, the bathroom.
In the sink?
No, toilet.
Toilet's good.
Yeah.
Toilet's good. My vacation was the least horny I've ever been, maybe in my life.
Good.
Yeah. Like I was more horny at like my sister's funeral than I was on that trip.
Did your sister die recently?
Not recently, but whatever years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
That's okay. Sorry. I meant to be a joke, and that's some sad moment. Jesus Christ. You guys laugh when we move on.
Goodbye.
That's too far. I'm going to cut your cock off. All right.
No. I was doing the TikTok song.
Oh, I thought you were saying goodbye to my sister.
No.
God already did that. So, but dude, it was like, there was just like three kids running around, my mom, my brother-in-law, my sister, my brother, his girlfriend. It was just so packed with like love that like.
There was also a lot of commotion going on.
It was family time 24/7.
Yeah.
So it was like we would wake up, go get a coffee every single morning. So I'd wake up, immediately be with my family. For the entire time.
Yeah.
And then be so tired from like the sun and the activities.
Yeah, I agree.
That I would just go right to fucking sleep. So like there was no time.
Yeah.
I mean, I just was like, it's just the least sexy. We did nothing.
Not even mom in a bikini.
That got me a little bit, but I mean, you know, but it was, I didn't even think about it.
It was
kind of great.
I only did it because the opportunity was there. I'm like, well, you know, like I might as well.
Yeah, I didn't have alone time.
Yeah, I was like for like an hour.
You know, it's fun. I actually felt like a husband at some point because we were riding bikes and we were waiting. My family was like, this is another very cute thing I'm about to say, but like they were all looking at turtles. Oh, my whole family was looking at turtles and I finished looking at the turtles. And so I got on my bike and I just like rode up the block and I was going to circle back because they were going to be done looking at turtles in like 2 minutes. And I just rode and I was going to just go one block. And it was the first time I was alone in like 5 straight days. So I just was like, oh, I'm going to keep going. And I just kept going just to have a long time.
And that's how that milk carton happens.
Correct.
And I think a lot of times when guys want to go get the milk carton, they actually went to the milk carton and they held that milk and they go, I'm alone. Get in the car, Thaddeus.
Yeah, because I think they actually wanted to get cigarettes. Yes.
They smoked a cigarette alone and they saw one lot lizard. They go, fuck this family.
Yeah, I've said this 100 times and I'm going to make this a bit at some point that I do think it's funny to leave a family. There's a lot of fun. I know it's like
a good bit.
Hard and whatever. People cry and financial woes, whatever. But from the dude's perspective or the woman's perspective, literally just to be like, nope, goodbye, is fucking hilarious.
Ghosting.
You can't do that now, but it's really funny to leave a family. Anyways, so didn't even think about, what I was talking about. So I just kept like riding. And I had that feeling. I was like, wow, this is exactly how this happens. You just keep riding into the sunset. I turned around, obviously. But it was like that moment. I was like, I haven't been alone in 5 days. And it just felt like, I was like, wow, I can like do anything I want. And it was like this calm, peaceful. And then 3 minutes later, I was looking at deers with my brother. Dude, pickleball, I can't get enough of it.
Really?
It's a problem.
Really? Are you gonna start playing out here?
Buddy.
It's addictive for everybody I see posts about it.
Shit. It's just like a big ping pong. It's fucking fun as shit.
You sound exactly like the guy who probably pitched it. Ping pong, but bigger. Like, holy shit.
Hold on. And there's a kitchen.
You get to stand on your own court. Yeah.
Dude, I mean, I could have played. We like reserved the court for an hour. I would have spent $1,000 to play for 15 more minutes. I was only.
Are you going to play it out here? A lot of people play out here.
Oh my God. It's like, and the fact like, it's not this like crazy cardio. It's like, you can just fuck around.
Yeah.
it's not this crazy workout, but oh my God, people love so
people.
Fun.
People get hammered and play it too. When I was in San Francisco doing shows, we walked past the park and people were like, "Oh yeah, we're just gonna, you know, we're drinking all day playing pickleball." It's like that was just the activity.
That's, I mean, dude, drinking all day and playing pickleball might be my. I've never even done it, but that might be my favorite day.
Yeah,
have you ever played?
I played for a video, but like it wasn't like real.
Dog, have you guys ever played?
No.
People love it. People swear by it. God,
Jack, you would love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because I know you're like a little competitive and you're like an athlete, it would be fun as fuck, dude. Oh my God.
I would smoke you in it, that's for sure.
I mean, I would fucking annihilate your life.
I'm really good at ping pong, so we might.
Oh, good.
I forget the rules of like when and where you can't hit.
Yeah, I mean, it'll take you 10 minutes, 15 minutes to like learn the rules and whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't get in the kitchen. It's the biggest rule.
Get out of the kitchen.
Get out of the kitchen. But the funny thing is my girlfriend's always in the kitchen. All right.
girlfriend went with you?
Yeah. Oh, another big moment. First time my girlfriend came to a family vacation, which is... She didn't came.
We went to North Carolina. She didn't came.
Like, I'm one damn time.
No lovemaking on the trip?
Zero. Dude, I'm telling you, it was like, I told them before you got to the office, like, it was like having like Easter dinner and then being like, hey, you want to go fuck? No. God's here.
That's how you were consummated.
God is here. Thanksgiving. Goddamn. Ladies and gents, this episode is brought to you by Google Gemini. Yes.
Google Gemini.
Yeah, buddy. College students, do you know you can turn the most complex topics into simplified ideas, okay? Or hours of research into just minutes. How about turning class notes into practice quizzes that help you get the big idea, all right?
With Google Gemini, yes. You can do all that and more.
More.
You can even turn long reads into quick listens because what could be better than a podcast?
Exactly.
What do you use Google Gemini for?
I will tell you, okay? People freaking, and when I say people, agents and managers send me scripts, okay? And I don't want to read the whole freaking script. So what I do, I copy and paste it, put it into Google Gemini, and it gives me essentially cliff notes of what the script's about so I can make the choice if I want to do the audition or I don't want to do the audition. It helps me every single time, and every single time I say no because they suck at writing. But the great news is students get Google Gemini Pro plan free for 1 year. You freaking heard me right. For free for 1 year, okay? So sign up by October 6th to get... Ooh, bad day. So sign up by October 6th to get free access to Gemini 2.5 Pro unlimited image uploads, deep research, okay? Notebook LM 2 terabytes of storage and more.
Yeah. I'll summarize emails all the time. These people use big words and dude, sir, and sincerely. Throw it right into Google Gemini and they dumb it down for me because I'm dumb man.
Yes.
But I feel like I can ask the questions that I wouldn't want to ask an adult. I ask Google Gemini because Google Gemini doesn't judge.
It doesn't. Indubitably, what the frick does that mean?
Tomorrow? Visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up today. Terms apply. One more time, that is gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up today.
God damn. Yeah, it was the opposite of sex.
Yeah. But did she say anything like, oh, I missed...
She said one time, we were by the hot tub and she said something. And I was like, cool, I don't like sex.
What did she say?
She, you know, just like, hey, like, I miss it. I'm like, hell yeah.
Put that feeling in a jar. Reopen it in L.A.
Oh, we did.
Interesting.
Had to.
Outer bust. Outer blast.
Oh, man. But, I mean, dude, you forget what vagina feels like. It's a magic sack the Lord made. It is a sack. It's a
Bro's
magic sack.
Fucking sack.
Excuse me?
Bro's fucking sack.
Bird sack?
Bro is fucking sack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you put it in there and you're like...
You want to put a swim cap on.
I don't want to put any swim cap on. I want to go no swim. I mean, dude, literally you put it on and I swear I could hear angels with the horns.
Harps.
And harps.
Yeah. Small flutes. Pigs with wings. Do-do-do-do-do.
Pigs. I mean, dude, it was... It's just insane. You put it in there and you're like, dude, I don't even... What is this?
It's like ignition for love. Turn the keys on. Papa's in the hot seat. So, I just wrote some stuff down that I really thought was fascinating about Africa. I mean, honestly, I mean, it was very, it was probably the most I've ever felt like.
Connected to nature. Sorry, I'll let you talk.
Well, that for sure. Dude, we saw, so like the safari, it's like, there's like 9,000 acres on like some of these like plots and they're like owned by somebody.
9,000 acres.
Crazy. So it's like owned by like somebody, like people from like the British, like the 1800s, 1600s, like way, 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 way back. Like, you know, you're like, they tell you that and you're like, well, that's probably not great. But, and then there's just animals just roaming. So you're like on these roads and then you're just like driving through. It's not like fully, fully off road. I mean, there's parts, but you're on a lot of these dirt roads. And then you're just looking around out the window. You're like, oh, fuck, a giraffe. Oh, a hippo, a rhino. And then the guy would like be on an intercom with other safari guys. He'd be like, they found a cheetah. And then you're like driving.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
I saw cheetahs. I saw lions, rhinos, hippos.
Aren't hippos like super dangerous?
Yeah. Fat as fuck and super dangerous. They only eat plants.
Shut up.
Yeah.
With them big ass teeth? They'll
kill you. It would snap the fuck out of you. Yeah, hungry, hungry. No wonder he's hungry. He's vegan.
Oh my God.
So we saw all these, but one of the days we get a call, there's like a lion, right? And we're like, whoa. Fuck yeah, let's go.
So how many days were you into the trip before you saw a lion?
Three, four.
Were you guys like, oh, fuck.
I was getting skeptical.
Yeah.
I was like, let me fucking see something. The way it was structured, the first place had some cool shit. And then you'd see like an elephant, like something like, second place didn't have as much cool shit. You see like some giraffes. And I'm like, this third place, somebody on the trip had already been. They were like, oh, yeah, this is where you'll see everything. Fuck. And that was the Masai Mara place I went with the guys getting their cocks cut up. So they were like, oh, this place, this has got all the animals. And I go, fuck yeah. We get a call and there's like literally a bush from like me to Jack.
Okay.
There's a bush of like two female lions, three Nalas,
shut
and two
up.
Like with the fucking men. And they're just posted up there. And like, I don't know like how to explain this feeling, but like you're in front of a thing that can like literally kill you within seconds. Yeah. But it's like, I'm like fucking around. I'm like, come here.
No.
Like an idiot. I'm like my hands out the window. I'm like, because I'm like trying to make a vlog. I'm like a fucking idiot. But I'm like, this is right in front of me, this thing. And then...
Yeah, because this is not a zoo.
No.
Did you guys, like, do any research of, like, did people get, like, attacked at some point?
Oh, I'm sure they have. But
fuck.
They don't, like, they kind of, like, see through the humans. They only see the animals. So we saw the lion, like, get all low and, like, chase after a bunch of, like,
fuck water, you,
like,
fuck
wildebeest.
You, fuck you.
That's when I was like, oh, these motherfuckers are, like...
How close were you to that?
Right next to it.
Shut up.
I have it on my phone.
Okay, hold on. Before I see this, I need the whole thing. So you were like sort of close like to where you are to Jack.
Yeah.
And then literally the lion just parked up and started chasing shit.
So they're all like laying down. And it's so funny. When they're like not in attack mode, they literally just feel like big cats. I'm thinking like this is my cat Pluto. Because they'd roll on their back and like they'd stretch and yawn. And you're like, it's a fucking little kitty.
Yeah, you take it with like your laser pen.
Dude, that's what I said. I was like, you should wake him up with a little laser pointer.
Yeah.
And then... You're like, they're yawning, they're playful. And then it like gets into like, it's like mode where it's like, cause they blend in with the grass out there.
Yeah.
And they get all low and you're like, oh fuck, it's about
sport
to happen.
Sport mode.
Dude. So then we see this guy like, crouch, gets all low, gets
how
all
close
low.
You? I'm sorry. How close are you when you're seeing
watch
this?
Right past the car.
Shut the fuck up.
I have it on video.
Dude.
It's like,
yeah, I need
right,
to see it.
I don't know if it's better to put it up there or just to play it, but like this, this is when I was like, oh, this is like a safari. And then it ran after all these like buffalo and maybe it was just like scare them off. It ran towards it and then kind of was like, all right, whatever. Didn't catch anyone. But then we kept driving and we saw a lion just eating on a dead zebra.
Ugh.
And the noises, you could hear the bones crunching. Ugh. I mean, it was something. All right. Let me see if I can. But yeah, in my head, I'm like, oh yeah, these guys, they're just animals. Like they're not going to do anything. This annihilate. It would fucking ruin you.
I can't believe. I guess they're just. Are they like kind of like New York City pigeons, where like the pigeons are so used to people that they don't even fucking care?
I would say so because they didn't seem fazed by the car. But it is like everybody. That's when everybody's like joking around, like if I see a lion, I'm gonna fucking blah blah blah. I'm gonna, you know. And then the lion's actually there, and everyone's shutting the fuck up.
Yeah. Well, one, it's like that's like the goal of like going to Africa, right? Like just to, because you did just like safaris, right?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you did more shit, but like that's like the main like goal of every day is going to safari to see animals. Mm-hmm. Wow. So you're just like in a big ass zoo.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh my God, I have to see this. What? Shut the fuck up, so man. That,
yeah, that's the car, and it's just like walking in front of you. So you can kind of skip around, but this is the video where it like oh, so
you have no glass.
In the car there is, but like, I mean, like the roof of the car is open. I mean, he could dive right into it.
Holy
but
shit.
I mean, this literally like it was just so wildlife.
Oh. Oh, shit.
And it starts getting all low. It starts creeping up to it. And all the water buffalo, dude, it was like literally like a UFC event. It was like, oh, he's going for it. He's going for it. He's fucking going for it. He gets all low. And he gets all low. And you can't really see him in the grass. And those are a bunch of like wildebeest, I think.
Bro.
If you skip forward, he runs at it, which was pretty fucking cool.
Anyone try to help the wildebeest out?
Fuck no. The wildebeest are like the pigeons of this. There were so many fucking pigeons. Or there were so many wildebeest that they were like, yeah, you could take some out. I think it runs out of right here. It like just runs and scares it though.
Oh shit.
It's like a kid running at pigeons at the beach.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, it was like 5 minutes. It was just getting edged. But then the next video I send you, that same lion. Oh yeah, the vlog's gonna be cooking. I filmed everything out there. The next video I sent you, we drive past a lion is just next to the car eating a zebra. And you can hear like the bones. I mean,
wow.
This is like just out your window. This is when you're like, oh, this is wild.
Oh, shit. Oh, I don't think he's eating it, dude. I think they're making out.
Yeah, bro.
Peter, if you're watching, I'm sorry.
Yeah, dude.
Now that's zebra gum, boy.
But yeah, it was just pretty fascinating.
Dude, that's their in and out.
Yeah. This guy is
spork. Oh, my.
I'm trying to think of what else. Did a hot air balloon. That was fucking awesome.
Oh, I saw some of that.
Dude, it was so
smooth. It's got to be scary, right? No?
It was a little bit, but like the guy flying it was Australian, so I trusted him.
Goddamn.
This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day.
Yeah,
but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Michael Blaustein, first week of NFL football. Who are you picking? What are we thinking
I'm
here?
I'm doing Saquon Barkley more or less than one rushing TD. Okay, I'm going Joe Burrow more than 2.5 passing yards. I'm going Josh Allen more than 270 passing yards. Okay. Prize Picks is so freaking simple, dude, okay? It's just easy, okay? All it is just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections, okay? And if you get your picks right, you could cash in. Prize Picks is also the best way to get action on sports in more than 40-plus states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks puts the users first. Thank God, that's why we love them, okay? So all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. Prize Picks offers Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more for quick and easy deposits into your account this football season.
Prize Picks also offers injury reboots,
thank
which is
God.
Awesome. If one of your players leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return, Prize Picks won't count it as a loss because your player is a little
dinged up.
Yeah, I was going to say bitch.
Oh, you say it.
Bitch.
Okay, download the app today and use code SOCKS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Did you hear what the frick I said? Okay, that is code SOCKS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Goddamn. Yeah.
You got
an accent, dude? You're good to me.
He's like, oh, I come here for half the season just the flies. I'm like, I trust you. And like how he was doing it. So it's just literally like fire. And you just like control it with your hands up above. Like a Harley Davidson, but above you. It was
so
like.
I don't even understand. I don't understand.
I don't know. Don't ask.
Don't tell.
Okay. Comedy. But yeah, it's like you're just there and it like. A lot of it's just the wind pushing you, but then he has like different like levers he can pull to let more air in or out to let
bro,
like, guide
how
you.
How high
direction.
Are you? And can you see stuff on the ground?
Yeah. We were seeing fucking like giraffes from up above.
Fuck.
It was that was and it was so smooth and it was at like 6 in the morning, so it's like
too still, early.
Very early. But also I'm like jet lag. I don't know what the fuck is going on. But it was so, you know how it's not windy that early in the morning?
Yeah.
It was so still, like you and I could be talking at this level and we could just hear. There was no interruptions. And you're just like going. Let me see if I can find one video that's sick and then I'll show
you. Oh yeah,
the
there's also
up.
Like no light pollution, right? So like the sky at night must have been crazy.
Yeah. Sky was really nice. Let me see if I can find one. But like, there was one where you're like, I mean, it was really cool. It felt like a fucking wallpaper. It was, that was my one takeaway. Like, that was like the sickest thing about the trip was a hot air balloon. If you ever get a chance, you should definitely do it. But yeah, just walking on the road, there's just like fucking elephants crossing.
Oh, what is this? Yeah, that's so cool.
It just, after a while, it became normal, which was funny. You just get spoiled. Somebody's like, hey, there's a giraffe. You're like, who gives a shit? We saw 13 yesterday. I just want to find this one video of it.
Any African hoes?
No African hoes.
No, I'm not saying like that. I'm just saying like, with the, like, how are the women in Africa? Do they have boobs out? Like the
dude,
magazines?
Elephants, I don't know if you noticed, elephants got tits. Female elephants have fucking jugs on them.
Really?
Dude, brother, boy, do they.
They got some ass too.
So watch this video and then we'll shut up about it.
Oh, wow.
Jack just Googled elephant tits. This is a video from the hot air balloon. Really fucking cool. Do you know they have Uber motorcycles out there?
Shut up.
Drive by giraffe.
So I'm just in a hot air, like,
wow,
it's sideways,
that is,
but like,
really
look
cool,
at how smooth
man.
It's going.
Holy shit. Who's wow. a tall man now?
But like,
yeah, you ain't never seen somebody this tall before.
It was fucking really, that was, it was so cool.
Wow. Yeah, dude, this hot air balloon, holy shit.
Yeah, like, you're just like grazing. But you'd be so peaceful and you'd be interrupted by the fire. But if you ever, like, honestly, if you and your girl did this trip, I think you would fucking, like, love it.
Wow. I mean dude, like, it looks incredible. Yeah. Do you guys do any meditation type? Was it, that's got to be out there a lot, right, or no?
Not a whole lot, no.
Okay.
But, yeah, definitely a lot of culture shock out there. Just even because you drive from safari to safari, and they're, like, four-hour drives from each other.
Oh, shit.
Dude, I felt like I was back on tour. They'd be like, all right, lobby call, 7 a.m. We're driving 4 hours right now.
No.
And you're driving through every different town and like, you're just, it's just so different. Like, I sound like the most generic guy ever, but it's just so different out there.
Did you have the same like guide? Was the guide
yeah.
like your dude the whole
yeah,
time?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So did you end up like, getting talking to, did you like get to talk to him about his experience there or like anything like that?
He was just really good at answering questions. If you're like, hey, we see all these places are called hotels, but it doesn't look like a hotel. Like, what is that about? He's like, oh, it's more like a place where you can have like picnic and a lunch and stuff. But like,
how's the food?
I really just had like a lot of like chicken and rice. Like, there wasn't a whole lot of like, this is our traditional type thing.
Do you have like, yeah, so no like, I don't even know, just zebra or like anything like that. I ate alligator.
Did you?
Yeah.
In Outer Banks?
In Outer Banks.
What type of alligator?
I don't even know.
But like, you know,
a dead one? It was just fried.
Oh,
yeah.
People like that though.
Yeah, dude. No, it was good. My little fucking nephew ordered it. Literally 9 years old. He's like, I'll have an alligator. I'm like, all right, you're going
to
throw up.
I'm trying to think
and he ate
weirdest,
all of it.
The weirdest thing I had. No, I, that was the one thing that like didn't feel very African out there was like the food I ate was just like, it was all like buffet style. So maybe they were just serving it for kind of like tourists. But
okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It was like, it was just
fascinating. Any fast food out there?
KFC.
Shut your mouth.
Did KFC and Papa John's.
Papa John's is out there?
Yeah. 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 Which, good.
Good.
Yeah. That's payback to Papa's racist ass.
Yeah, bitch. Dude, that's crazy. Papa John's, that sounds so good right now. Dude.
It was everybody was always outside out there. Like, everybody was, no matter where you were, there was people walking.
You can't be inside when you have elephants outside.
But everybody was either working or walking. Like, nobody was just sitting on the, like, everybody's just doing something.
Good.
You know how, like, you know, you drive from LA to Bakersfield, and then it's just a whole bunch of nothing
yeah.
in between?
Yeah.
That drive in Africa, there would just be people up and down the highway the entire time. It would I don't even know how to explain it. The roads were like super fucking, the potholes, you're driving on dirt, you're in everything. Like you're in it.
That's fucking awesome. Did the guide have a gun?
I don't know.
If I ever go, my guide has to have a gun.
People were like, I don't know. Like,
not that it's dangerous. I'm just saying tigers. We're around like lions and shit. I need you to have a gun
and I need you
to know how to use it.
Yeah.
I'm taking my guide to a gun range and I'm going to say, show me.
He was awesome. And the whole time I was there, I felt really safe.
Oh yeah. No, I'm not saying gun because it's not safe. I'm saying
even the animals.
Oh.
Like all of the places we stayed at, dude, I'm so dumb. I don't do any research.
Yeah.
Like when my parents are like, we're going to this thing, I'm like, yeah, I'll pack the night before. When I went to Alaska, yeah, for sure. When I get there, I'm like, oh, these are like nice. These are like resorts.
Yeah.
And all of them had wire fences on the perimeter.
Shit. So
like the big animals aren't getting in there.
Oh, right, because the lion gets in there.
Oh yeah, bro.
Talk about a KFC.
Dude. I am a fucking giblet of a piece of food for a lion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Kentucky Fried Crackers.
Yeah.
White people.
But when I was there, I was like, oh, this is nice. My dad's like, this is in the brochure. I'm like, you think I looked at that shit?
Dude, I never looked in a brochure in my fucking life.
Do you know, is it cool? Impala's out there, not the car or the band.
Oh.
Impala's out there. There's one guy for like 50 women. Like in the pack, there's always one male Impala. And then he's got like 50 hoes around.
What's an Impala? It's an animal? This is a real question.
It's like a deer.
He's got 50 women?
Yeah.
There's Mormons
and
out there?
They would like fight. Yeah.
You missed my joke.
And they would like fight for like a gang of hoes. They got antlers, the males. So a male could square with another male for his flock of hoes.
Dude, I'm fighting for a flock of hoes.
But it'd be funny because the driver would like drive by and it'd be like 10 guys by each other. And our guide was like, oh, those are all the losers. Those guys haven't found like their flock yet. I was like, damn, like animals as
or
as
the homosexual impalas.
Yes, tame impalas. I love that band. But when you really boil it down, it's the same as humans.
We're doing the same shit.
These guys are at a bar. They haven't found their life yet. You know, these guys, one guy found a bunch of hoes. Cool, good for him. That's the Dan Bilzerian of impalas. But
like, bro, you need 50.
Yeah.
Let me get one.
That'd be annoying. After one day, I'd be like, let me get back with the dudes.
Yeah.
50?
Let's talk about DraftKings. I don't want to fucking do a hose. You're talking about get ready with me. God damn it. Yeah, are these Impalas?
They screw up for each other. Everybody had horns out there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah, they had Uber motorcycle. I thought that was interesting.
So you just get on the back and hold a man?
Yeah, you get home just smelling like other people cock.
Oh, no. So did you get on one?
No.
Oh.
But you see it. There'd be like I said, everybody was just outside and there'd be like a market. And then there would just be like 10 dudes just like chopping it up. And they all had like a yellow vest on instead of Uber.
Shut
and you just ride on his back. Up.
Don't you wish zoos weren't real? So like that was the first time you've seen a lion or an elephant?
Yeah.
I mean, like literally there was parts of it. Like I posted a photo on this and I was like, bro, people are just thinking I'm at a zoo. I'm like, this is in the wild.
Yeah.
Like zoos spoil it where you're like, I think that's why it almost didn't feel like in danger of being that close to a lion. I'm like, I've seen one. Yeah.
Are they like, obviously you're way closer than you've been in your life. Or do they look insanely big in person?
What?
Sorry, you're not in my brain. A lion. Do they look like dumb big? Because like they're like 400, 500 pounds, right?
But the shit that looked the biggest was for sure the giraffes, the rhinos are, I mean, it's like literally like, you know, on the side of a gas station, there's like a tan propane tank.
Yeah.
Like the rhinos are like that. The rhinos are big. Those are some big boys.
Damn.
It's like the size of like two Fiats.
You put a dildo on that fucking horn, go to town.
Shit.
Here's my anus.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Michael Blaston, you've been scammed.
I have.
Tell me about it.
I'll tell you, dude. I sold a pool table in college and they wanted me to send them a money order for more than what the pool table was worth. And I'm like, yeah, dude, no problem. I went to frickin' the place to get a money order. And the woman goes, you really want to send this to Nigeria? Yeah, you heard me right. I sent money to Nigeria. Did I get scammed? Yes.
You were going to send a pool table to Nigeria?
Yeah, it was a foldable pool table. No, I freaking sent them a money order.
So much water?
Buddy, I got. My dad had to bail me out and it was awful. Not out of jail, but like he literally had to give it. Was, dude, my account was negative $2,000, and in college it might have been negative $2 quadrillion.
Well, let me tell you something. What? When it comes to your money, you deserve to feel safe from fraud and in control, and that's exactly what you can expect with Cash App.
Yes.
When you get the Cash App card, not only do you get access to a ton of perks, hey now, and benefits like exclusivity, early access to nationwide concert pre-sales, or discounts on popular brands, but you also have extra security with the power to instantly lock or unlock your card right from your phone with one tap. No more calling the bank, I think I have fraud, lock it up, Cheryl. Boom, tap, untap, lock, unlock. Girlfriend wants a car for the weekend? Locked.
If a suspicious transaction pops up on your card, Cash App has your back by automatically declining the purchase and sending you a heads up. I knew it was coming, to confirm if it's you or not. All right, behind the scenes, you can rest assured knowing your account balance is protected by a 24/7 fraud monitoring. And if something else feels off, you have the ability to lock your card right from your phone in just one tap.
With Cash App, you can send, save, and live your life knowing your money is right where you left it. With advanced built-in security protections you can count on and help when you need it. Spend with peace of mind today and order a Cash App card in the app or at cash.app/card.
So, ladies and gents, for limited time only, new Cash App customers can use our exclusive code to earn some additional cash for real. Okay, just download Cash App, use our exclusive referral code SECURE10 in your profile, send $5 to a friend within 14 days, and you'll get $10 dropped right into your freaking account. Okay, terms apply. That's money. That's Cash App.
Code SECURE10.
Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Instant discounts provided by Cash App, A Block, Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for a full disclosure.
Goddamn. What a cool experience.
Very random.
Dude, shout out to
quest.
Your parents, because there's no way you would have went without your parents.
Fuck no. I was a day before the trip being like, oh man, it works crazy. The fuck?
What did you pack?
So you could only pack 33 pounds precisely. No hard shells.
Shut up.
I had two backpacks.
I just 33 pounds?
Yeah.
Wow. Can you do laundry?
Yeah, you do laundry there.
Yeah.
Because the plane we took back, because you drive like 9 hours from your destination, then you take a little like puddle, pond, what do they call them? Puddle skipper? Pond skipper? Skipper? Yeah, something like that. You take like a little ass plane back, so you're like, your luggage has to be a certain weight.
Oh my God.
But
33 pounds. Dude, my fucking fleshlight's 3 pounds.
Yeah, I packed really light. But I also just.
What's the weirdest thing you packed, you think?
Let's get into that.
You know what I mean? Did you like pack a can opener? Did you think you had a pack like like safari ish?
Oh man.
You know what I mean? I would have bought like a Swiss Army knife. I would need this.
I don't know. I packed really bare.
No, you saw lions, dude.
I'm trying to think about like funny. Oh, dude, my dad got, dude, this is kind of funny but sad.
Oh fuck,
it's funny but sad. I just remember this. We were staying at this like lodge, and we have this like family like dice game we like to play, and my dad's like, all right, before we play, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. It's been like 10 minutes. I'm like, all right, bro's blowing this bathroom up.
Yeah, give it to him.
I'm like, all right, my man be off the fiber. My mom, another 5 minutes goes by, my mom goes, you might want to check on him, it's been a while.
Yeah.
15 minutes, I walk into the men's restroom.
Sir.
All the lights are off.
No! No!
This is kind of sad, and Dad, I love you if you're listening, and we joked about it later, but I just hear, help! I go, Dad? He goes, Trevor, the fucking door lock fell off! And it was motion censored in there. So he was in there for like 10 minutes. The last 5 minutes, there's no motion because he's in the stall and the sensor's only in like
the
main part.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
lights go out and he didn't have his phone with him. He left the phone at the table. And he said he...
help!
Dude, he said he went through all... And my dad is very type A. Like, this would give him a heart attack for sure.
Yeah.
So he said he had to like calm himself. He's very like you. He like walked himself through the motions. He's like... Somebody eventually will come get me. This is a public bathroom in the lobby of a hotel. Somebody will, and because it's pitch black. It's pitch black, so and he's sitting with his ass out.
So why, so hold on, how can
the
he?
Lock, the lever just, it, he locked it and it fell off.
So
dude, turn, like imagine that. Like you're about to blow chunks out of your ass. You sit down, and then he said he had to go to the bathroom so bad that he just sat down and you could like reach it from the door.
Yeah.
Cause that in the UK or all of Europe and everyone that's not American, they always do the handle and lock separate.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So he like closes it and then he locks it and then it comes right off in his
fuck.
Hands. And he goes, all right, let me just whatever. And then
let me
just,
finish my, yeah.
And then it goes pitch black.
and there's no, it's not like America's Stalls where it goes all the way down to the bottom. So he can't crawl
shit.
Under.
All the way down to the
I didn't
bottom.
Think about that.
So this is when it gets kind of funny yet sad. eventually I get them and my dad's like, Trevor, I need you to go to the front desk. And this is the lock. And then I just from the outside turn the lock. I go, what are you yelling about? He goes, what? How did you unlock it? I go, I just turned. Because when he somehow like turned it, it pushed the bolt out to the other side. So I was able to unlock it immediately.
Okay, yeah, I understand.
What was funny is we were at lunch with this group because you're in the safari group and we're telling the story to the group. And some lady goes, were you the one yelling help in the bathroom? Well, some lady was like, yeah, I thought I heard somebody yelling help, but I don't know. I don't know why I figured to not check on it.
Help him.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah, insane. You're literally, you hear somebody yelling help and you're like, all right, back to my chamomile.
I'm going to be honest, dude. If I'm in Africa, if someone's yelling help, I'm good.
I think that's what it was. This lady was very white and from Michigan. I think if somebody's yelling help, you go, yeah. Well, the Lord's got you on this one.
Yeah, that's not me. I'm leaving.
That shit, I mean, at first was like really sad because it's like, yeah, my dad, he's older. You know, that type of shit happens. You feel bad for him. But afterwards, we're like, I mean, how funny is that?
Funny as fuck.
And then every time he went to the bathroom, I'd be like, don't lock it. Don't take your phone. That's why you always take your phone in the bathroom.
It's also crazy just to poop raw. No phone.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
Fucking, I don't know. Vietnam stories? I don't know. Yeah.
Dude, but I did.
He probably was like, I'll be in there for 2 seconds. Locked in there.
My God.
Dude, I did that like on. I went to the bathroom with no phone, like on purpose during the Outer Banks trip. Just because I was like, dude, let me just like be a fucking human being.
Dude, I love when you have these like realizations.
And I'm in the bathroom, I'm shitting. And I was like, What do I do?
Just scrolling toilet paper?
But yeah, but I haven't been in that moment. Like when we were kids, we would shit with not like, you know?
Oh yeah, I play tic-tac-toe in my dry skin.
That's so funny. Me too. Play tic-tac-toe or just like make beats with my feet or like read the back of like a 409. Like, but I feel like we're missing that like boredom like generates like ideas and you can think about things, but we're just constantly.
You're talking like a guy who just got back from Africa.
Yeah. But I do know. But the point is I did it and I was like, this sucks. This fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe I used to do this all of the time.
Well, exactly. It's like hitting a home run on steroids. And then you're like, ah, this is bad for me. Let me not do steroids. And you're like, ugh, kind of want to go back to steroids.
Yeah. Give me some D-ball. Let me fucking hit this over the goddamn fence.
Dude, that story was so, I mean, legit sad. Pitch black.
So funny.
Help.
Though. So funny. Help. Yelling help is just funny. As a full adult, yelling help in general is so funny.
That was probably
when was the last time you yelled help?
Oh my God.
Never.
I mean, I would be scared. I would give somebody the ick yelling help.
You would.
I would just wait till somebody got in there and I'd be like, yo, low key, you mind asserting some dominance towards this door?
Oh yeah. I would just go to sleep. What are you doing? I just go to sleep.
I don't know. My dad had his cane with him and he said he was thinking about whacking the door.
If I had a cane, I'm definitely doing that.
Yeah. Make some noise. Yeah, something. But dude, that was.
Oh my God. The random help in the dark is so funny.
Pitch black. And there's no windows in there. So there wasn't like any like.
Oh, it's dark, dark.
It is pitch black.
Oh no.
And you're just ass out, exposed.
Was he done shitting? Like done? Like,
I think so, yeah. I don't know when he knew when to stop wiping.
Oh, that's true. I just go 2 to 3 max.
Yeah, but that was probably the funniest. I'm trying to think of any other funny shit that happened.
So you were with like another group of people?
Yeah.
Were they cool?
Yeah, everyone's cool.
I mean, what a gamble.
Yeah. It was the same thing for the Alaska trip.
Yeah. But you said they were really cool too.
Yeah, they were all really cool.
Is there like an interview process to like put people together? Is it just like random, like, all right, I hope you guys get along.
I think it was like, yeah, I don't know. One of the other groups had a young, the kid was like 20. So they probably put them with like us who was younger.
Okay.
But.
Yeah, dude, because you put like a random group of people having like dinner together, like shit's going to pop off.
Yeah. It was cool over time. Like the groups kind of like. Yeah. You see each other because you all go to breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the same time. So yeah. You like kind of like, hey, how'd you sleep? And
I wonder if they ask questions though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how do you feel about Nancy Pelosi? Like, answer that so you, like, know what's happening?
Like, throat goat. Like, cool. Put him with Trevor.
Yeah, White Lotus episode of Africa would be pretty cool.
Oh, shit. That would be good. Someone's getting eaten by a lion.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to think the most exciting thing. That was fucking...
Dude, the lion thing is crazy. Like, that's got to be... Yeah, that's got to be the biggest takeaway. To watch a lion run after a fucking impala, whatever the hell that
is. The hot air balloon was fucking awesome.
How long were you guys in there for?
Hour.
Shut up.
Yeah. But it's like, it went by quick because everything you're looking at is like new. Like it literally felt like, you know, when your Mac wallpaper, we're about to type sign in.
Yep.
And it like grazes over that like green area. Yep. It was like that. So you're just like zoned out. Like I'm just literally playing Temple Run.
Yep.
But in real life.
Dude, my girlfriend has the Apple TV or whatever, and they have like this same wallpapers, or whatever. Yep. There's two different times that we like just watch that.
High?
No.
Oh.
It's, they're like, I mean,
like
I know.
Roku City?
Dude, it's much better. I know it's kind of sacrilegious, but it's like, I know this is going to be, everyone's going to make fun of me, but like, it's like fucking, they have beautiful pictures.
Yeah.
Like, I'm literally just watching like porpoises swim. And you're like, I'm worried about TikTok right now.
Yeah.
Porpoises are swimming on the TV.
Yeah. It was only an hour, but that was one of those things where I was like, oh, I wish I could, like when it was done, I was pissed.
Do you think you're going to go back? Is it one of those things where you're like, I got to do this again?
To Africa or hot air balloon?
To Africa, sorry.
I want to go to South Africa. I heard that South Africa is super sick. Cape Town? Cape Cod?
Cape
Blanchett?
Cape Town? Johannesburg.
I heard, yeah.
They have a stand-up out there.
Really?
Yeah. When I was my own manager, I would email. I was emailing back and forth with Johannesburg.
You were going to go to South Africa for gigs?
Look at me, man. I had negative $8 billion. I would have went to a prison in Rikers Island and done 5 minutes. Yeah. I had no career. Zero.
You're like,
zilch.
Let me just email. You're like, I'm a U.S. national celebrity out here.
Dude, 100%.
Book me in South Africa.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. I was like, oh, it's gonna happen. It's going to happen. And it didn't. New Zealand, I thought was definitely going to happen.
Yeah.
And they told me how much they're going to pay me. Did I tell the story already? Maybe I did. So. They told me how much they're going to pay me. And it was the email came and I was like, oh, this is going to be, hopefully it's going to be something. It was like, I don't want to fuck this up, but I think it was like $11,000. And I was like, oh, fuck, I'm rich. And then I'm dumb as fuck.
Conversion?
Correct. Yeah. It was like $80. It wasn't dude, 80, but it was like $500.
So fucking expensive.
Oh, it's $1 trillion.
Yeah.
But when, dude, I've never been so happy. I got the email. I was like, oh, fuck yeah. Finally, shit's looking up. $11. Furious. It was like in rupees or whatever the hell they fucking use out there.
Yeah.
Furious.
Do they use shillings?
What?
Shillings in Africa? I was like, hello?
Shillings?
Yeah. It was just funny, like 10,000 shillings. You're like, is it?
Is that African currency or is that other, like, is only Africa use shillings? I've never heard of that.
I think multiple places use it.
Are they part of the EU? I don't even know what that sentence means I just said.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
Wow, that's fucking cool. So was things like more expensive or the same?
It's cheaper.
Cheaper?
Yeah, it's cheaper.
I can't believe you didn't eat anything weird.
I know, I was trying to think if I did.
Kenya coffee?
Oh.
We went to a coffee farm. That was pretty cool. Mm. I brought some Kenya coffee out there.
Was it different or same?
I mean, it's good, but it's if you put that next to a good cup in LA, would I be like, I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was cool.
I gotta go. I gotta go to some, dude, my girl wants me to go to Africa.
Yeah, with her or just yourself?
Just myself. She wants me to leave. She broke up with me.
Holy shit.
No, she was like, do you have any interest in going to Africa? And I said, no.
I think if you two went and you did like the same type of trip, there was definitely a lot of other like couples doing that type of shit. Like the hot air balloon, the safari, and there's like so many variations of it. I just thought since it was booked through Costco, I thought it was going to be like.
What did you say?
It was booked through Costco. Did I not tell you this?
You did not.
Did I not tell you this?
Say this.
Dude, yeah.
You did not say this. Maybe you said off pod. You do not tell me.
I think I said
this is fucking brought to you by Costco.
Yeah. Dude, well, that's like, my family's just so like Naperville, suburban, just down the middle, Wonder Bread ass family.
Yeah.
When they presented this to me, they're like, we're going on safari. It's a book through Costco. And that's why leading up to the trip, I was like, what the fuck even is this? Costco?
How does Costco sell chicken breasts, Timberland boots, they sell mortgages, and they sell African trips?
You can buy a child at Costco if you really try.
And you have to go to Africa to get it.
Everything. But Costco has its own like travel department. So they're just like the middleman of a middleman. They like connect with the travel agency to like get their customers a better deal. But when my dad presented it to me, he goes like, we're going on a safari through Costco. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is this going to be? This is going to be awful.
Awful.
But that's why I like going into something with no expectations. Like the fact that we're staying at like a place that had like a cool lodge. I was like, oh, this is sick.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah,
instead of like looking at photos online and being like, oh, this is number like.
Yeah. Wow. Fucking Africa is great. I can't. I still can't believe you went.
You and your girl would love it. I feel like it'd be very like up your guys' alley.
So we'll go to Africa. You guys go to Outer Banks.
Okay. Anything funny happen to Outer Banks? Outer Bank shots?
Outer Back shots.
Hey.
I understand what you did there.
Anything funny?
Nothing. Dude, nothing.
How did the girlfriend like being, because that was first time going.
Yeah.
How did she like?
First time going.
How did she like Outer Banks? How did she like the family?
She loved Outer Banks, loved the family. But I think like, I'm not painting this picture properly. Like, my family vacation is a lockdown affair. Like, it is family only for the longest fucking time.
Yeah.
So for my girlfriend to not only get invited, but to like really.
Did you hold that over her head?
What do you mean?
Like, this is a privilege you're here.
I think she felt, that's so funny, but no, she felt that. I mean, like, really? Yeah, dude, it took my sister to get married for her, like, significant other
dude,
to go.
It's harder to go on the blast time vacation than get past the Comedy Store.
It is. There's development spots.
Had you ever taken a girlfriend before?
No, no. Wow. No, dude, this is like a lockdown affair.
And you guys stay at the same house every time?
Same house.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you guys own it or you just rent from the same person?
Just rent from the same company. Oh, wow. Yeah. But it's like, yeah, but it's a lockdown affair. So like, you know, so you take your word. It's a privilege to get invited. My mom was like super stoked for her to go. Yeah. My mom loves her. So it's like,
that's great.
It's super, super easy. And like, yeah, dude, it there's nothing too like fun. It was just like family time, 24 hours a fucking day. Wake up to pancake smell and bacon.
Wow. Yeah. I will say once I like settled in, because I was stressed about, dude, I was so stressed about work. I'm a fucking idiot. I can't get out of my head. But like the first few days I'm like jet lagged and I'm thinking about work. And then you're like you're like playing games with your family and everybody's laughing. You're like,
yeah.
Oh, this is family time.
It's family time, dude. I'm sick of it. Dude, I'm telling you.
TikTok.
Parents. The middle of Outer Banks, the middle of the trip. I was like, dude, I'm going to retire. I'm done. I'm done. Like, this is what fucking matters. Hanging out with your nieces, nephews, hanging out with your family, laughing. Like, dude, because nothing is funnier than, like, a family laugh.
Oh, dude, when my dad got locked in the bathroom, for, like, the first, like, 10 seconds, we're like, oh, that's really sad. Are you okay? You're good? Then we're like, I mean, what the fuck are you doing? You
know? Yeah, like, I mean, it's like you're dying, like, in tears, you know, laughing.
People say
with
the phrase, like, I don't know if I really like this phrase. No, I'm thinking about it. They say, like, my cup is so full. You hear that?
Yeah, of course.
You're like, oh, my cup is so full. But like, it does. You do like once a family, because my family doesn't really do a lot of shit together.
Yeah.
Well, like meet. Hey, we're all in New York. Let's go to dinner. That's it.
Yeah.
But like after like a couple of days and a week, it's like it felt like that. Like me and my sister are like messing with each other again.
Yeah.
And like you know, in road trips, I used to fuck around with her and I would just like randomly like throw shit at her. She'd like, I have to go to the bathroom. So I'd shake a water bottle. It was like, there was still a lot of those elements. And it like felt like the childhood that my parents raised was like them again. It was fun.
It was just very.
It felt like, oh, family again.
Yeah. I mean,
but it took a minute.
Goddamn. Yeah.
Because when I got yelled at for being late at lunch, I was jet lagged and off nicotine. I was like, don't come at me with this. I was angry.
Oh, shit.
I was like, what the fuck? I was like, there's no reason anybody needs to be mad right now. There's literally no plans. Why do I have to be at lunch right now?
Oh, wow.
If I miss it, I miss it.
Oh, wow.
I was heated.
Started with fucking confrontation, ended hot air balloons.
Yes.
Wow. But yeah, I remember literally middle of the vacation, I'm like, dude, I'm gonna retire, because this is what it's about. I'm gonna move to Philadelphia. I'm gonna buy a home.
Philly?
You want to hang out?
You think peace comes from Philly?
No, but it's where my sister lives. My sister's in Philadelphia. I'm just saying, I'm gonna move.
She was. Never mind.
What? Let's sit in this. Philadelphia, and I would move there, and it's like, because it's like, dude, what? I want to pick my fucking niece and nephew up from school, and like,
you know
play basketball with them. That's what I'm saying.
Your son's basketball game.
It's over. What are we doing? What are we doing?
Yeah,
posting fucking YouTube video. What are like? Yes, I love comedy. I love fucking making people laugh. Yada yada. I love you guys, but it's like, dude, you know, one fucking day. This is a sad thing, but one day it's not going to be the same. It's not going to be the same. Hmm. So then what? You know, I have this fucking fear of like looking back at this time and be like, God damn it.
Yeah.
God damn it. I'm on Canva? I'm on fucking Canva. You know?
I'm making a funeral certificate on Canva.
On Canva. Be the best goddamn funeral certificate you ever got in senior motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was like one thing that like changed my perspective on the trip.
Oh, you were making a dead sister joke.
Yes.
Yes.
When you were like, when you're like, my sister's in Philly, I was going to be like, I thought she was
in heaven or hell. I don't really know. Sorry.
But yeah, then it got awkward. And then I was like,
yeah, I didn't know.
Not,
yeah.
That's not my place.
I would have loved
joke.
It.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, that, I mean, that was what really kind of put the perspective into the trip, because leading up, I was like, I don't want to go. I just got back from this trip. I just got over jet lag. I just want to work. I just want to get ready for this tour. I just want to blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And then I forget who said it to me, but somebody was like, you know, this could be your last like family trip. And I was like, fuck. And that like really loud. I was like, okay, I can shut the fuck up for, you know, 2 weeks.
I know. There's a couple times my mom was like telling me, my mom's a chatty woman. She can chat up a fucking blue jay and just...
Dude, so is my dad.
I mean, buddy. So there's sometimes like my mom will just go on this like talking about Ronald Reagan for 19 years and I'm just like, I'll sneak on my phone and she don't give a fuck.
No.
And but there were times where I was like on my phone and I'm like, what the fuck am I...
Right.
Put my phone... Listen to this woman.
Yeah.
Listen to it. Like take this knowledge and have fun and be interact.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know. You know, it's a sad fucking thought, but you don't know.
Yeah.
So it's just like, dude, what, you know, comedy.
Yeah, I love.
Or family.
And balance.
Yeah, it's a balance.
Yeah. I loved watching my parents like banter together.
Oh, yeah.
Like they would do something and they'd like both kind of like laugh like cutesy. I'm like, y'all love each other?
It's crazy.
You like forget because you're your parents.
Yeah.
And then they like do something cute together. They're like, damn, all right, let's see y'all. Or they would like talk about stories. Like they were telling a story about like how when my dad first proposed and like the feelings it had and the emotion and like all that. And you're like, you forget that now that I'm that age that they're talking about, you're like, dude, they're in the same, uh-huh. I don't know, you should forget that they were the same age that you were at one point instead of just being like, they're always your parents.
Yeah. No, it makes total sense. But yeah, it's family time is a beautiful thing. My cup is full as fuck. And now we're going to start a tour.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And now I'm going to be, you know, 17 tour dates in, being like, I just wish I could watch my dad get locked in a bathroom again for some giggles.
Yeah.
So funny.
Help is the funniest fucking thing, dude.
And dude, that was like my dad's like fame or claim to fame that entire trip. Like I'd walk past him like getting coffee later and he's talking to somebody else in the group and he's like, and you know, the lights go out.
Oh,
he's like telling it to like every single person. It was like a guy who played varsity like 6 years ago being like, in that final game, man, it was tough. You know, I was playing with a torn ACL, but you could walk past one anything. But
I wonder if that just comes with age.
Talking to people?
Yeah.
I think it's genetic.
Motherfuckers should be talking to strangers.
I said this to my mom. I was like, God, I forget how much he can talk to just strangers. He can pick up a conversation with a damn butterfly. And my mom goes, you thought he was bad. His dad was really bad with it too. I think it's genetic.
Yeah, maybe the retirement. I don't know. I just don't talk to fucking strangers, dude.
Oh, dude. Anybody can catch a conversation from my dad.
Anybody. My mom will talk to fucking anybody.
My dad's like an alphabet soup rearranging the words.
Hello.
Do you think anybody's ever been deaf and they use alphabet soup to communicate?
If they're in jail, probably. You know what I mean? Like, something like that. If they're like being held, it's like a POW or some shit.
But like imagine
POW fucking alphabet soup's funny. Sorry, go ahead.
But if I don't know sign language and they're like, hold on, they're like,
oh yeah,
spin the ball.
Using an Etch-a-Sketch would be crazy slow.
Oh God. Well, maybe not the funniest episode, but kind of a nice recap. Catching
I think
up.
This is a very nice dude. Listen,
God,
we talked
family.
About Africa and families and help and me, you know, not having any sexual encounters and
dude, the help thing.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
Because he didn't
so
even know
funny.
It was me opening the door at first.
Funnier.
Yeah. He was, anybody could catch a help. I mean, could have been like a toddler, like using the bathroom for the first time. Help! Yeah. I'll remember that story forever. For his birthday, I want to get him a shirt that says like, I survived a Kenyan bathroom or something.
That's so funny, dude. That's so
help!
Funny. Hey, you guys want to do a sock talk?
Let's do it.
I would love to.
All right, this is from Joseph. He has a question. Should I go for the freaky blonde or smart brunette?
Smart brunette.
No, smart brunette. It's not even close.
Yeah, freaky blonde will cheat on you with John Summit in 2 days. Like,
it's also freaky blonde. It's after 6 months, it's over.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, she likes to eat my ass, but she fucking sucks. Smart brunette every freaking day of the week. She can read.
I'll tell you something.
Huh?
A smart brunette, a couple layers deep, she got that freak in her.
Mm. Yeah, smart brunette got that brain.
What if she's always correcting you, though?
Shut the fuck up, idiot.
Back to the blonde.
Yeah.
Correcting you is a, well, it depends. Do I deserve it? If I'm like, I don't know.
It's like the way you say your words or like just anything.
Like me and Michael, and you're like, Michael and I? Yeah.
Oh my God. Dude, when people correct my captions, I want them dead. I want them dead. Yeah, man, but the fucking freaky blonde, I just, dude. Yeah, after fucking 2 months, after every single time you nut, you come back online, she's like there, you know?
She's like, you're going to order DoorDash for us? Oh, God. Have you seen my puff bar?
We had so much good family time right now, and it was like so fun and great, but like, yeah, there's people out there who resent everything about family time.
Yeah.
Like, my kids are annoying. She's banging definitely a postman.
Yeah, a postman.
Yeah, he works for the post office.
Oh, it's like a
postman?
He didn't get that.
Don't worry, I said postman, and my brain was like, I don't know if that's right.
Yeah, Post Malone, maybe.
That's
cool.
Does
Post Malone have anything to do with mail? The fact that he hasn't done a fucking USPS collab is crazy.
ShipStation?
No.
What's the other... Question?
Okay, and this is a secret sock. Saw my girlfriend's mom naked once. I got bricked instantly.
Good.
Yeah, it checks out. Yeah. That means you're attracted to the right DNA, genes.
That checks out. I mean, because, dude, when you're a kid, you see your fucking friend's mom naked, bro.
That happened to you?
No, but I mean, I wish it did.
Yeah. It was friend's mom? Mm-hmm.
Girlfriend's mom.
Well, that's good because, like, statistically speaking, the girlfriend will probably look like that one day. So if you're attracted to that, then you pick the right person. It would be worse if you saw her naked, you go, that did nothing for me. Remain soft.
Yeah, I mean, getting, like, actively bricked seeing your girlfriend's mom, I mean, this dude must be young.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. Sometimes I like that hot, like, kind of, like, flirty mom. Like years after years of her, like,
you're totally right.
Tossing you a Gatorade and you think that, like, every
giving
time.
You orange slices.
Yeah, you think every time she's throwing you some rhythm. And then, like, the one time she's naked, your self-conscious brain's like, bro, she did that for me.
Yeah, there is.
It's like a Stacy's mom type thing.
There was a few moms when I was in elementary school and high school that, like, were flirty moms.
Yeah. And you look back, they weren't even flirty. They were just nice.
Some of them were flirty.
Oh.
Yeah. Someone's like, yo, you want help you take that jersey off?
Yeah, you're like, hey, can somebody spray my back? And she's like, I'll spray your front.
Yeah, and she would do it to the dads too.
Yeah, dude, there's always like one or two moms that would just like
in the neighborhood whore mom.
Yeah, I mean, awful.
Especially being married to that.
Oh my God,
she's flirting with a lemonade stand.
Yeah, tits out doing yoga in the fucking yard. I mean, dude, literally, mom, put a fucking shirt on.
But we had that girl in our neighborhood. What girl? Woman. That woman in our neighborhood, she was like a spin instructor.
Oof.
Fake tits.
Yep.
Super tatted, super tan, drove a Hummer. Like, every dad on the block was like, fucking hubba hubba. Like, cartoon, tongue out the mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And her man was awesome. Just a bald, tall dude. He'd be like, I don't, whatever.
He hates her.
Oh, he smoked a bunch of weed. He was like, whatever, I don't know.
He hates her. That's the thing. That's the whore blonde or whatever, the freaky blonde you're talking about.
She was brunette.
Well, there you go. I mean, you know what I mean? But at some point, you're like, hubba, I don't even care. Yeah. I don't even care anymore.
I just want to work on my short game.
Yeah, I'm going to go in my man cave and fucking play Nintendo Switch until I die.
I can't wait to see your room in about 10 years. Like, I can picture it.
I know exactly what it's going to look like.
It's going to be like a what's it called? The bunker you make? War bunker?
Yeah, war bunker.
Doomsday. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I think it's going to have like one of those doors on it with like a giant, like almost like bank safe on it.
That's cool as shit, yeah.
Golf simulator.
Yep.
Red reclining chair.
I love this.
Cigar propped up.
100%.
And then some tour posters that you made on Canva.
Yep. I mean, literally, that's what it's going to look like.
And then, like, Aaron Donnelly's, like, high school jersey hung up.
Oh, my God. And it's going to be locked. And my wife is not going to know the combo. Like, and it's going to be soundproof.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in there, shut it, soundproof. Kids are gonna die in the pool. No one's gonna find me. I'm gonna come out. Oh well, I lost one of them. But I mean, dude, I'm gonna get so good at fuck. Oh my god, I can't
golf
fucking
simulator.
Wait.
And then you like, you know, people like pull a book and something like turns.
Yes.
Like, no, but you're gonna pull like a certain club out of the golf bag, and that simulator's gonna turn into VR porn.
I mean, this is the best thing.
And
ever
it's
said
just
to me.
Feet the size of a wall.
Oh my god! And just me, and I can actually fuck in between the toes.
Do you like handstands? Because feet are now eye level.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
I was just thinking, like, what a funny standing ovation at a show if everybody did handstands and just clap with their feet.
It's really hot to me, dude.
Imagine crowd surfing that, tongue out.
Oh god! Everyone has toe rings on. Fuck.
You like toe rings?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Are toe rings your nipple rings?
Yeah. Literally exactly what it is. I don't like too much decoration though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Bitch look like a fucking Christmas tree.
Well, it tastes a little coppery.
Yeah.
It tastes like a Hot Topic.
Ew. Did we do it?
Well.
Did it.
I think we did it.
Wow. What a show. You know, we learned a lot. We got a recap of both vacations. You know? Never a freaky blonde, always a smart brunette. And I want to have toe rings on every toe. That's it. Guys, that's an episode. We love you. Thank you so much for this. What is this?
Just a funny meme.
Oh. What is this?
People are just making memes with your face.
Really?
Yeah.
What subreddit is this? Stiff Socks?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
So funny. All right, guys, that's it. Friendly reminder, we're a Patreon. Extra episode drops every Friday, ad-free, obviously. And then the Wednesday episode that we drop, the regular episode, is ad-free as well. So join the Patreon, patreon.com/stiffsockspod. And that is it. We love you. Come see Mr. Wallace, Mr. Blossom on our tour. And I got a big old dick. Bye.